Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Julie Slater with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the top stories we've been following today. UCLA announced today its largest land acquisition to date. It's buying Marymount California University near the top of the Palos Verdes Peninsula. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
UCLA is paying $80 million for the 24-acre campus and an 11-acre residential property nearby. Marymount California University has been there for over 50 years, but longtime enrollment struggles led it to shut down earlier this year. Now, a task force of UCLA faculty and staff will come up with ways to replicate the Bruin experience there. The site's 11 buildings can accommodate 1,000 students, and 400 people could live in the 2- and 3-bedroom apartments. Educational programs could start next summer. Distance and isolation are likely to shape UCLA's South Bay campus. The views of the Pacific Ocean and the coast are breathtaking, but it's 30 miles away from UCLA, and also important, 12 miles away from the 405. Covering higher education, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
The California Department of Education will release results of last spring's statewide math, reading, and science tests in October. A news report earlier this month suggested that the scores might not come out until November or later. The head of California's Department of Education is up for re-election this year. But Deputy State Schools Superintendent Malia Vela told Air Talk this morning that the state was working with districts to get all data finalized and that the public can expect results next month.
We anticipate that there's going to be a drop based off of the national numbers and based off of the assessment scores that we saw last year. And we just want to make sure that parents know that there's funding there and that we're working with all of our districts to make sure that we're putting forward programs that have proven record of success.
The scores are one of the first opportunities to get a clear picture of how the pandemic disrupted students' academic progress over the last 2 years. Almost a year after Alec Baldwin fatally shot Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust, the Santa Fe District Attorney's Office says Baldwin and 3 other people could be charged. That's if prosecutors decide criminal charges are warranted. KPCC's Retake host John Horn explains.
There have been a variety of civil complaints filed after Baldwin's fatal shooting of Hutchins, trying to figure out who is responsible for her death, but nothing criminal yet. So a focus of several of those civil lawsuits has been the conduct of the film's first assistant director, Dave Halls, and its relatively novice armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Both handled the gun that Baldwin fired. So the biggest question is, how did a live round of ammunition get into Baldwin's gun? Was it a simple accident, or was it the result of criminal negligence, which would potentially lead to criminal charges?
The Santa Fe District Attorney's Office has requested more than $600,000 in funding to cover the costs of a prosecutor, a special investigator, and several other experts. Meantime, a federal appeals court has blocked a California law that bans private prisons in the state, including privately owned ICE detention centers. KPCC's Immigrant Communities correspondent Leslie Beristain Rojas says the law would have affected an immigration detention center in San Bernardino County.
The federal government relies heavily on private contractors to detain immigrants who are awaiting deportation or who are appealing to stay in the U.S., and many ICE detention centers are privately owned, like the one outside L.A. in Adelanto. AB 32 would have phased these private detention centers out by 2028.
The company that owns the Adelanto detention facility sued to block the law. The Ninth Circuit has twice ruled in its favor, saying federal law takes precedence over state legislation. The California Attorney General's office says it's deeply disappointed with the ruling. The State Bar of California is investigating well-known L.A. attorneys Mark Garagos and Brian Kavatek in connection with some missing money from a multi-million-dollar settlement for Armenian genocide victims. The L.A. Times reports the funds were dispersed, but many of the orgs and people who were supposed to receive a piece of the $17.5 million didn't. Instead, a nonprofit that was supposed to be set up to receive the funds was never created, and that the money was funneled to charities of the lawyers' choosing and fake claimants. Garagos and Gebetek deny any involvement in the payments. California is home to thousands of Armenians, with more than 200,000 living in LA County alone. We've got lows in the high 60s tonight. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Slater. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.